1390 KJAM Madison.
It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
It is another beautiful evening from downtown Madison on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. A busy, as always, downtown Madison on Wednesday nights. This is Coach's Corner here on AM 1390. For all those listening outside the Madison area and the listening area as well, through the Coach's Corner page on AmazingMadison.com. I am your host, Paul Vold, and we always have a great show week to week as well. We took the last week off due to the Thanksgiving holiday as well. Hopefully you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, spending time with friends, family, and lots of food. I know it's Wednesday of after Thanksgiving. I feel like I'm still trying to dig myself out of a turkey coma as well. A lot of food as well. Three Thanksgiving meals, personally, I went through my extended family in a span of about 5 days. I think I've had my fill of turkey for a few weeks. And the next thing you know, it's going to be Christmas. There'll be even more food that go around as well. Well, on the show tonight, we're going to have a full slate of guests as well. Coming up later tonight, about 6:30 or so, we'll be speaking with Dakota State University assistant track and field coach Alex Glover. He'll be back on the show. We'll talk a little bit about the indoor track and field season, along with making our NFL Week 13 picks as well. We'll get his insight about his Baltimore Ravens, kind of turning the page as well. And also coming up here about 6:15, we'll be speaking with head wrestling coach for the Madison Bulldogs. That'll be Chris Waba, talking about his team coming up. They start their season this Saturday in Flandreau as well, talking about last season, also talking about a little bit of amateur baseball as well. We'll slide that in there as well, talking with Chris Waba. And also, to lead off our show as well, we're going to be speaking with Madison Bulldogs girls basketball coach Stacy Anderson, talking about the upcoming season and also her expectations in her first season as coaching. And speaking of our first guest and joining us in studio is Coach Stacy Anderson. And Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
You bet. Good evening.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time. You know, you've been around. You've seen what your husband, Josh Anderson, has done on the show before. And last year, we were over at Sportsman's Steakhouse and Lounge in Madison. So you got a feel for what the show is about. I don't try to grill you or anything. Try to pry those big questions. Just try to keep it easy and keep it relaxed. It sounds all right.
Sounds good. He's definitely got the gift for gab in the family.
Yeah, especially with we've been talking this week and also late last week as well, when I had him on a couple weeks ago talking about having you come on this show, and he's been just on my case. I'm sure he's been on your case as well about possible questions and things along that sort. But we're just going to keep that away. So I let the journalistic professionalism try to go forth as well. So your team has got a couple of practices under the belt, actually starting this week. You know, we were talking before the show is going two-a-day practices, which isn't always a bad start, to try to see what your team has to offer. You know, just how things have been going so far with those first couple of practices.
Things have been going really good. The girls have definitely been putting in a lot of hard work and trying to pick up on this new offense that we're going to be running. You know, since they had a different coach last year, I'm bringing in something new that they didn't do last year. So the two-a-days is definitely helping with that, to get some of that stuff installed. You know, we've been kind of installing in the evenings and then reviewing in the morning and then doing little scrimmages the next evenings with those plays in. So hopefully they're getting it down and getting used to the new system, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm certainly wondering as well, you know, with volleyball season running a little bit long, Madison making it back to the state tournament and also making a nice run as well towards the end of the year. I'm sure that a couple of those players that are going from volleyball to basketball, you know, kind of getting a feel for the change as well, going from last year with Coach Macy Michelson now to your system as well. I'm sure there's a little bit of some changes that are going on as right now, but I'm sure that once they finally get fully invested, things will be going well for your team.
Yeah, you know, we got some good time this summer, just being able to build a rapport with the girls and them getting to know me and kind of what my expectations were. So that really helped. The volleyball season, like I said, it's a great problem to have. You know, I love that success that those girls had, and I wanted them to really thrive in it and take it, take every minute of it. So it the bad part of it was it kind of put me a little bit behind, but like I said, it's such a good problem to have, and I was super excited for them and their season with volleyball.
Yeah, and certainly one thing that we had talked about with Coach Mike Rickey 2 weeks ago, we had him in studio talking about, you know, going from football right to basketball with a little over a week of from that time, that transition as well. One big thing is shooting as well. That's one thing that needs to be, you know, taken care of right away. I'm sure that's one thing that your team's been working on these first couple of practices, just trying to find that shooting stroke early in these couple practices.
Yeah, you know, we've just been doing a lot of drills, just trying to get that muscle memory down, you know, back from switching it up from season to season. And so we've definitely been doing a lot of drills, trying to get that muscle memory, like I said. They've been doing great, so hopefully that continues.
Yeah, and especially with this good group of athletes, most of them, again, coming over from volleyball. You got Jesse Giles, Nicole Brown, Olivia Root as well, kind of those main players that saw a lot of success last year to get Madison into that state tournament, also coming out with a sixth place finish. You know, I'm sure that, like you'd said, over the summer, trying to build a bit of a rapport with some of those players to get some of that timing down as well. You know, has there been much leaning on, you know, over these first few practices to kind of see, you know, what their familiar with, what they're really comfortable with, in trying to build a good kind of a bit of a game plan to start off, you know, just try to get a feel for what some of these strengths that some of these players have.
Yeah, you know, again, talking about a good problem to have is the amount of talent this group has. Not only do you have Jesse, Olivia, Nicole, but you've got Anna, who's another senior, and Kenna, who's another senior. You've got Maddie Gary, who's a junior. I mean, it's such a good problem to have that much talent. The girls have definitely stepped up in leadership roles. You know, when I'm kind of like, okay, break it down, I just give it to them and they go with it. So it's, like I said, so nice to see that leadership come out and me not have to worry about that aspect of things. I can just worry about installing what I want to install, and they kind of take the team and run with it.
Yeah, I'm sure it certainly helps as well. You know, this being your first year, I'm sure there's a few things that you've picked up in your time in coaching as well. You know, what are some basic things with your coaching philosophy that you try to install here, especially in these first couple of practices, let your players know this is like the new offense that we're going to be running out on the court to try and gain an advantage against another team?
You know, for me, it's more about keeping it simple. Like I said, these girls have so much talent. There's no need for me to try to make this a complex deal here. They've got it figured out. I just want to give them some foundation so that they can kind of freelance where they see. I talk to them a lot about you've got to take what the defense gives you. Defensively, I love defense. I'm a defensive person. And so I just want to see them really lock down and play that as solid as they can as a team and work together on that, because to me that's what wins basketball games. Like I said, offense, that'll come. They've got so much offensive power, so I feel like I don't really need to try to trick anybody. We're just going to keep it simple and try to get drilled into them so they know what it is, and I think they'll take it for themselves and run with it.
Yeah, and especially with running with the schedule that your team has to start off the year, a couple doubleheaders at home, then also playing in the Entringer about mid-December as well. Then towards the end of the end of 2017, heading out west to Rapid City, play a couple of good games out there against St. Thomas More and Belle Fouche, and also hosting the Dakota 12 NEC Conference Clash towards the end of the year as well. Just looking at the schedule as a whole, I mean, there are a lot of good matchups for your team, but also a lot of challenging teams that you'll be able to face, especially playing in a new region as well.
Yeah, you know, I do think there's a lot of talented teams out there. I can't really speak that much about them because I don't know much about them, to be honest with you. But like, for us to be successful, I think our girls are just going to have to come out and perform every night. If they don't perform, we're not going to have that success. They're very capable of it, but again, we got to show up every night and hope for the best, you know, and hope they can bring their best performance each night, because you're going to have to against some of these teams that we're playing. They're not just going to walk out there and give it to us. We're definitely going to have to work for it.
Yeah, and I'm sure, Coach, as well, you know, you have a couple of practices under your belt. You're kind of learning as the days go by, especially with it being a Wednesday as well. You know, you're being with those two-a-day practices, you're past that midpoint of the week, heading into this weekend, or heading into the last couple of days of practices. You know, have the performance so far just been going well for your team, you know, with looking at some of the, you know, an experienced group that the Madison is bringing out to the court? Are there going to be some maybe some younger players looking to step up in some certain situations as well?
Yeah, you know, we've got a pretty good sophomore class as well. Morgan Anderson, she moved back this year from Sturgis, so she's been a nice addition to have back into the program. Grace Nelson, Kendra Layton, and Brianna Stewart-Wald. Those four have really stepped up. They're very competitive with each other, which has shown to definitely improve their game. So I see them definitely being part of the big picture.
Coach, also, you know, as we kind of transition here and start to wind down this interview as well, you know, speaking of your husband, Coach Josh Anderson, for Dakota State University, a well-known guest here on Coach's Corner, you know, earlier this week, is actually this morning, sent me a very good email of questions to ask you during the interview as well. You know, we were talking about it before the show as well. You know, there's a little bit, I feel like there's more free time than he should be having right now than just looking at some of these questions. You know, a lot of these are some loaded questions, right? I want to run through a couple of these. Not going to be asking you. I mean, here's one. Is it difficult to practice after school while your children babysit your husband at home? I mean, what is...
Okay. That is complete accuracy right there.
I would imagine as well. I would imagine that they kind of run the show while he's just kind of sitting around and not doing much of anything. Or he's the troublesome one. He's the instigator of the group.
Yeah, I told him when the season started, I said, you better pick up your parenting game because you're on, buddy. And then the first night, Monday night, I had practice. And I got home and I called on my way and I said, is there anything I need to do? Who do I need to pick up? And he said, oh, you need to stop and pick up Riley at elementary because she had basketball practice there. So I did. And I got home with her and I said, should I go get Lincoln? And he said, oh, no, he's not done till 7. And I usually always double check. For some reason, I did not. And I show up to pick Lincoln up and at 7 o'clock and he's not there.
Oh,
and I was
geez.
Called Josh and I said,
oh,
what?
Goodness.
Are you sure? Are you sure he was supposed to be picked up? And Lincoln had gotten so mad because practice was over at 6:30 and nobody was there to pick him up. So he walked home. So I told Josh he failed day one of him being in charge of our children. He failed. So.
You know, it's going to be a long basketball season at this rate as well. At least with football, you get your 10, you get your 10 whole weeks and then you got the entire off season. So we're just going to take the rest of these questions and just, throw that away as well.
Yeah,
we appreciate the sentiment of our sideline reporter Josh Anderson trying to get the big scoop. But Coach, you know, we appreciate your time as well, and also just a reminder that all Madison Bulldog basketball games can be heard right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 with the video stream at AmazingMadison.com. Finally, Coach, you know, your first game coming up next weekend, I believe Saturday, doubleheader at the Madison High School gym. Your girls team will be starting off against Elk Point Jefferson. I'm sure there's a few things that you're going to be keeping your eye on for this first game of the year. You know, what are just a couple of things that start off the season that you're going to be watching?
You know, like I said, I think we need to focus really on team defense and locking that down. The other thing is, I think rebounding and turnovers, those are going to be two key things that we really need to focus on. Rebounding, to me, is all about the one. I've been talking to the girls about, you got to play 35 seconds of defense. You know, you've got that shot clock. You lock that down, but the key is you got to get that rebound, and that's going to save our legs. That's going to keep us fresh, but you can't give them more than that one shot per time down the floor. And so hopefully our rebounding will be really strong, and like I said, that defense hopefully will carry us home. So
Coach, thanks again for coming on the show. Best of luck to you tonight. Well, hopefully we can get you on during the middle of the season as well.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Head coach for the Madison girls basketball team, Stacey Anderson, joining us in studio on Coach's Corner. 6:15 currently our time. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll speak with head wrestling coach for the Madison Bulldogs, Chris Waba, will be joining us in studio. And a little bit later, we'll be speaking with Alex Glover, assistant track and field coach for the indoor team for Dakota State University at 6:15 currently our time. This is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390.